Words are more than mere sounds. They shape perception, forge alliances, start wars, and end conflicts. They reveal character, expose wisdom, or unveil folly. The Stoics understood that mastering speech was not merely about being eloquent, it was about aligning one's words with truth, virtue, and purpose. Every word spoken carries a ripple effect, influencing the minds and actions of those who hear them. In the wrong hands, speech is a weapon of deception. In the right hands, it is an instrument of enlightenment. Consider how a single well-crafted sentence can shift an entire conversation. A calm voice in the midst of chaos can command respect. A measured response can dissolve an argument. A wise phrase, well placed, can illuminate the minds of those who hear it. A misguided word, however, can ignite unnecessary conflict. Speech is not merely a tool, but a responsibility, one that requires wisdom, discipline, and intentionality. The question then becomes, how do we wield speech like the Stoics did? How do we ensure that our words reflect our highest selves? The answer lies in the disciplined practice of speech, deliberate, conscious, and infused with wisdom. Language is a bridge between minds. It can either unite or divide, inspire or mislead. It is not about how many words you speak, but the weight they carry. The Stoics believed that words should be chosen carefully, like a sculptor chiseling away at excess stone, to reveal the true essence of the masterpiece beneath. Words are not meant to fill the void, but to construct meaning. To speak better and wiser is to embrace silence as much as speech, to refine thought before expression, and to ensure that every utterance serves a higher purpose. The ability to communicate effectively is one of the most defining traits of wisdom, yet it remains one of the least cultivated disciplines. The way we speak reflects the way we think. If our minds are cluttered with unnecessary thoughts, our speech will be filled with unnecessary words. If we are ruled by emotion, our words will betray our lack of self-control. A Stoic does not speak to impress, but to express truth. And truth, when spoken with precision and clarity, has the power to command respect, inspire change, and elevate those who hear it. This guide will walk through Stoic principles and practical strategies to refine the way you speak. It is not about manipulation or artificial charm, but about cultivating clarity, precision, and integrity in communication. True wisdom in speech begins from within. As the Stoics taught, the mind must first be disciplined before the tongue can follow. The more disciplined the mind, the more powerful the words become. Let us begin the journey toward better, wiser speech. Let us learn to wield words with care, to shape them with wisdom, and to speak in a way that elevates both ourselves and those who listen. Chapter 1. Speak less, listen more. The first lesson in speaking wisely is to speak less. The Stoics believed that restraint in speech leads to deeper understanding. The more you listen, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more meaningful your words become. Every unnecessary word is a distraction from wisdom, and every excessive statement dilutes the power of truth. In the grand theater of life, the wise person chooses their role carefully. They do not clamor for the stage, nor do they seek to be the loudest voice in the room. Instead, they remain an astute observer, recognizing that words, much like keys, can either unlock doors to greatness or seal opportunities shut. A single misplaced sentence can shatter trust, while a well-chosen phrase can forge lasting bonds. The Stoic understands this delicate balance and speaks only when their words hold more value than silence. The wise individual's silence is not an absence, but a presence. One that commands attention, inspires curiosity, and cultivates understanding. They do not rush to fill the void with idle chatter, for they know that true wisdom often lies between the words, in the pauses, in the deliberate restraint. It is not the quantity of words spoken that leaves a mark, but their weight, their intent, their precision. In the halls of Stoicism, it is taught, speak not because the moment demands noise, but because your words have the power to turn chaos into harmony. The world may clamor, yet the sage remains steady, knowing that wisdom does not require volume to be heard. True influence comes not from shouting the loudest, but from speaking with purpose. Like the sun, wisdom does not demand recognition. It simply shines, and those who seek its warmth will feel its presence. We live in an age of endless talking, where silence is feared and noise is mistaken for knowledge. Yet, the ancient Stoics knew better. They regarded words as tools of influence, weapons of the mind, potent only when wielded with precision. A careless tongue is a double-edged sword, capable of cutting down both its speaker and its listener. But a disciplined tongue, one guided by wisdom and self-control, is an instrument of great power. It is in silence that we observe, that we listen, that we truly understand. In a world drowning in empty words, the one who speaks less and listens more becomes the one who is heard. The Stoics knew that a thoughtful silence is far superior to an ill-considered speech. They understood that by holding their tongue, they could sharpen their mind, ensuring that when they did speak, their words carried the full force of wisdom and experience. Modern life tempts us to talk endlessly, to engage in fruitless debates, to defend ourselves against every slight, to make noise just to feel significant. But Stoicism offers a radical alternative, to embrace silence not as emptiness, but as a space for contemplation, for measured responses, for meaningful conversations. True mastery of speech is not found in saying more, but in knowing when to say less. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, advised, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This principle is crucial for those who wish to speak effectively. Many speak to be heard, but few speak to be understood. The ones who listen before speaking hold the real power in conversation. True understanding comes not from the desire to respond, but from the ability to absorb the essence of what is being said. The deeper your understanding, the more impactful your words become. Before responding, pause, observe, absorb the full weight of what is being said. Not just the words, but the intent behind them. Do not merely hear, seek to comprehend. Every pause, every moment of silence, is an opportunity to refine your thoughts. Silence is not weakness. It is the breeding ground for thoughtful responses. When you speak only when necessary, your words carry more impact. They are received with greater respect because they are spoken with intentionality. A wise person values silence as much as speech. They recognize that unnecessary words can dilute the truth, while well-timed words can illuminate it. The ability to remain silent when others rush to speak is a mark of discipline. Silence creates space for deeper reflection, allowing you to refine your understanding before expressing your thoughts. If your words do not add value, they are better left unspoken. Furthermore, speaking less does not mean remaining passive in conversation. Instead, it means choosing words that serve a purpose. Consider great leaders, philosophers, and thinkers throughout history. Their words were not plentiful, but they were powerful. They spoke not to impress, but to express truth. The more concise the message, the more memorable it becomes. When you do speak, ensure that your words are backed by thought, wisdom, and sincerity. Those who master the art of listening gain insight that others miss. They are respected for their thoughtfulness, sought after for their counsel, and admired for their discipline. Let your words be rare but rich, concise yet profound, and spoken not from impulse but from wisdom. Develop the habit of pausing before speaking. Count to three silently before responding in a conversation. Ask more questions rather than offering unsolicited advice. Reflect on what is being said before forming a reply. Make sure your words serve a purpose. Chapter 2. Words as a reflection of character. Your speech is a mirror of your mind. The way you talk reveals the clarity or confusion within you. If your words are scattered, impulsive, or excessive, it is a sign of an unsettled mind. A Stoic understands that true wisdom is reflected in the quality of speech, not the quantity. Words are like water. When still and collected, they reflect clarity. When chaotic, they distort the truth. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, advised, "Be brief and articulate. Words should not be wasted. They should serve to inform, to clarify, or to inspire. Empty words serve no one. Every spoken word should be treated with the same care a sculptor gives to stone, chiseling away the excess to reveal something meaningful. Words have weight, and to use them without purpose is to diminish their impact. Speech should not be an act of mere expression, but a tool for shaping reality, for guiding others toward clarity and wisdom. Many speak to impress, but the Stoic speaks to express truth. The pursuit of wise speech requires self-discipline, self-awareness, and sincerity. It is not about being the most eloquent or sounding the most intelligent, but about ensuring that words carry the weight of wisdom and intention. To master speech, one must first master thought. Before words take shape, the mind must be disciplined, free from unnecessary clutter, and directed toward what is essential. Like a well-trained warrior, a Stoic uses words sparingly, knowing that every sentence should serve a precise and valuable purpose. A Stoic speech is not reactive, but intentional. They do not engage in empty debate for the sake of winning an argument, nor do they waste words trying to prove themselves. They understand that every unnecessary word depletes their credibility, while every well-placed statement strengthens it. When they speak, they do so with purpose, ensuring that their words resonate long after they have been spoken. They are not led by impulse, but by reason, choosing their words with the same care a poet chooses verses for a masterpiece. Each sentence is like a brushstroke on a canvas, deliberate and precise, contributing to the clarity of the overall picture rather than clouding it with excess. The way one speaks also reveals their ability to remain composed under pressure. Those who ramble when nervous, lash out in anger, or overcompensate with unnecessary details betray an undisciplined mind. The Stoic, however, remains poised. They understand that their words are an extension of their character. To be disciplined in speech is to be disciplined in thought, and to be disciplined in thought is to be disciplined in action. Each sentence spoken with intention solidifies their credibility, while careless words betray an unsteady mind. A single phrase spoken in calm authority can dismantle a heated argument, whereas an uncontrolled outburst can dismantle one's reputation. A Stoic also recognizes the power of silence. If speech is a reflection of the mind, then refining speech is refining oneself. Silence, when wielded with intention, can speak louder than the most passionate speech. A Stoic ensures that their words are not just heard, but felt, not just spoken, but understood. They know that silence is often more powerful than speech, but when words must be spoken, they should carry truth, integrity, and purpose. Their silence is not hesitation, but discipline. Their speech is not noise, but wisdom in motion. Silence is the deep breath before wisdom is spoken, the pause that allows thought to crystallize before it is shared with the world. True mastery of speech is not about saying more, it is about saying what matters. A single well-placed phrase can shift an entire conversation. A well-timed silence can command more respect than a lengthy argument. By understanding the value of words and the power of restraint, one steps closer to the Stoic ideal, speech that is measured, intentional, and impactful. The difference between an average speaker and a wise one is not found in the quantity of words they speak, but in the impact of the few they choose to say. To cultivate this ability, one must practice self-awareness, weigh the necessity of every spoken word, and embrace the idea that often the best response is no response at all. A person who speaks with Stoic wisdom understands that words should be constructive, never careless. They do not indulge in idle chatter or reckless speech, but instead allow their words to be a force for clarity and direction. In a world filled with noise, where everyone is eager to voice an opinion, the one who chooses their words with care and restraint becomes the voice people truly listen to. When speech is guided by discipline, its impact lasts far beyond the moment it is uttered, echoing in the minds of those who hear it, shaping perspectives and inspiring action. Before speaking, ask yourself, is this true? Is this necessary? Is this kind? Avoid gossip, slang, exaggeration, and unnecessary flattery. They dilute the power of speech. Use clear and simple language. Complexity does not equate to wisdom. Chapter 3. Mastering the Art of Persuasion. Persuasion is a powerful tool, but it is often misused. The Stoics did not believe in persuasion for personal gain, but for the pursuit of truth and virtue. A well-crafted argument is not about defeating another person in debate. It is about guiding them toward wisdom. True persuasion does not rely on cunning rhetoric, manipulation, or emotional appeal, but on a solid foundation of reason, clarity, and authenticity. It is not about imposing one's beliefs, but about illuminating the path to understanding. Seneca, one of the most influential Stoic thinkers, wrote, "Speech that is honest and noble carries more weight than speech that is clever." Clever speech may win admiration, but honest speech wins trust. The Stoic approach to persuasion is not concerned with empty eloquence, but with substantive truth. They do not seek to overwhelm their listeners with grandiose words, but to offer insight that compels agreement through reason rather than force. A Stoic understands that persuasion is most effective when the speaker is not merely trying to win an argument, but genuinely seeking to communicate something of value. Persuasion is not about the performance of speech, but the power of sincerity. If you wish to be persuasive, you must first believe in the truth of what you say. A person who speaks without conviction, no matter how articulate, will fail to inspire confidence. People are drawn to sincerity. They resist deception instinctively, for manipulation always carries an undertone of self-interest. A Stoic does not force persuasion, but instead presents truth clearly, allowing others to come to it on their own. Persuasion is not about bending others to your will, but about offering them a new way to see reality, one that is supported by reason and virtue. It is not about overpowering but illuminating, not about convincing but about allowing truth to become self-evident. Beyond clarity and sincerity, a Stoic understands the importance of patience in persuasion. People are rarely convinced in the heat of the moment. A well-reasoned argument may not bear immediate fruit, but it plants a seed that may later grow into understanding. Attempting to force someone to agree only pushes them further into resistance. Instead, the Stoic approach is to present the truth with calm assurance, leaving space for the listener to reflect and come to their own conclusions. Persuasion is a slow art, a process that requires not just words, but the patience to let ideas take root in their own time. Persuasion also requires adaptability. The same words do not move all people in the same way. A Stoic carefully observes their audience, discerning their level of understanding, their concerns, and their biases. They adjust their words accordingly, not by compromising the truth, but by presenting it in a way that resonates with those who hear it. They understand that people are more open to ideas that align with their experiences, and thus, they speak in a way that bridges the gap between differing perspectives. A truly persuasive speaker does not merely dictate truth, but invites others to discover it for themselves. The ability to recognize what will best reach a particular audience is the difference between empty rhetoric and meaningful discourse. At its core, persuasion is about guiding rather than forcing, leading rather than demanding. The best persuaders are those who do not argue to prove themselves right, but to help others find clarity. The Stoic seeks not to win battles of words, but to uncover wisdom that benefits all. They persuade not by dominating a conversation, but by allowing truth to unfold naturally through calm and reasoned discussion. True persuasion is not about conquest. It is about elevation, about helping others see beyond their immediate emotions and attachments and move toward greater understanding. In this way, they turn persuasion into a noble art, one that serves not their own ambition, but the collective pursuit of wisdom. When speech is governed by wisdom, persuasion ceases to be a struggle for dominance and becomes instead a pathway to shared enlightenment. Use reason and logic rather than emotional appeals when making an argument. Be prepared to listen to counterarguments without reacting defensively. Speak with confidence, but remain open to correction. Chapter 4: The Dangers of Idle Talk and Gossip. One of the most destructive habits in speech is idle talk, speech without purpose. The Stoics were firm in their rejection of gossip, meaningless chatter and complaints. Idle speech weakens credibility, distorts truth, and dilutes the power of words. When speech lacks intent, it turns into mere noise, filling the air without contributing any real substance. Epictetus warned, "Avoid speaking too much about meaningless things. It distracts from your pursuit of virtue." This is a profound lesson in restraint. Words should not be used to fill the silence out of discomfort, but should serve a higher purpose. Those who engage in gossip and trivial talk diminish not only their own credibility, but also their ability to think deeply. Gossip is a shortcut to fleeting social approval, but it comes at the cost of integrity. Instead of indulging in fruitless discussions, the Stoic conserves their words, using them sparingly and with intention. To speak wisely is to speak only when necessary, and never at the expense of another's dignity. Every word spoken carries weight, and those who wield words carelessly risk damaging their relationships, their reputation, and their peace of mind. A person who mindlessly spreads rumors or speaks just to be heard lacks self-discipline. To master speech, one must first master the impulse to speak unnecessarily. Words are like arrows. Once released, they cannot be taken back. The more precise they are, the more impactful they become. Just as a sculptor carefully removes unnecessary stone to reveal a masterpiece, a wise speaker removes unnecessary words to reveal truth and wisdom. A Stoic does not waste words on matters that do not elevate or educate. Every moment spent discussing trivial matters is a moment that could have been used to learn, reflect, or grow. Instead of engaging in conversations that serve no purpose, they choose to engage in discussions that expand the mind, challenge the intellect, and deepen wisdom. They understand that the quality of one's speech reflects the quality of one's thoughts. By being selective about what they say and to whom they speak, they create an aura of depth and reliability that makes their words more respected and valued by others. To be known as a person of meaningful speech is to command respect. If a conversation turns into gossip, either redirect it or excuse yourself. Keep your words free from bitterness or resentment, even when discussing difficult topics. Train yourself to value silence over unnecessary speech. Chapter 5: The role of emotion in speech. Many fail to communicate effectively because they let emotions dictate their words. Anger leads to reckless statements. Fear leads to hesitation. Pride leads to arrogance. A Stoic seeks control over emotions, not suppression of them. To speak wisely, one must first learn to master their emotional responses, ensuring that words are used to clarify rather than to confuse, to build rather than to destroy. Seneca advised, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay. The best words are those spoken from a place of calm." When emotions are in control, speech becomes more measured, more influential, and more respectable. A hasty tongue can create lifelong wounds, while a disciplined one fosters understanding and respect. Emotion-driven speech is often reactive and impulsive, while controlled speech is thoughtful and purposeful. It is in moments of high emotion that one must pause the longest, ensuring that their words serve a constructive purpose rather than merely venting fleeting frustrations. A Stoic understands that silence in the face of provocation is not weakness, but wisdom. The ability to remain composed when others are consumed by emotion demonstrates strength of character. Words spoken in anger are often regretted. Words spoken in patience and wisdom hold lasting value. To master speech, one must learn when to engage and when to remain silent. Resisting the impulse to speak when emotions run high is one of the most powerful tools in communication. One of the greatest skills in speech is knowing when to restrain oneself. Not every provocation deserves a response. Not every argument needs your input. A wise speaker does not engage in verbal battles that serve no higher purpose. They understand that arguing for the sake of proving a point rarely leads to resolution. Instead, they choose their battles carefully, speaking only when their words will add clarity and direction rather than fuel further conflict. Furthermore, emotional mastery in speech is not about eliminating feeling, but about channeling it effectively. A person who speaks with passion but not recklessness can inspire change, while one who speaks from unchecked emotion only adds to confusion. The Stoic does not reject emotion, but refines it, using it as fuel to create impact rather than destruction. They speak with conviction, but never let their emotions dictate their tone, knowing that control over one's words is control over one's influence. They recognize that words should not be reactive weapons wielded in the heat of the moment, but carefully crafted instruments of wisdom. Mastery of speech requires mastery of self, and emotional restraint is the foundation upon which truly effective communication is built. The ability to detach from immediate emotional reactions and respond with measured words is what separates the wise from the impulsive. A Stoic recognizes that the true test of their discipline is not how they speak when all is calm, but how they manage their words in the face of adversity. When emotions surge, they pause. When provoked, they reflect. And when they finally speak, their words carry the weight of wisdom, patience, and strength. They understand that speech should never be a slave to fleeting emotions, for words once spoken cannot be retrieved. A disciplined speaker carefully evaluates their response, ensuring that their words serve a higher purpose rather than merely satisfying an emotional impulse. To cultivate this level of control, a Stoic learns to recognize emotional triggers before they manifest into speech. They observe their own patterns, how frustration might lead to sharp words, how fear might lead to hesitation, how pride might lead to unnecessary debate. They train themselves to interrupt these habitual reactions, choosing instead to take a step back and reflect. A moment of pause can make the difference between a regrettable outburst and a statement of true wisdom. The wise speaker also understands the power of composure. A person who remains calm and deliberate in their speech exerts far more influence than one who allows emotion to color every word. Even in disagreement, they choose responses that de-escalate rather than inflame, that enlighten rather than obscure. By speaking with measured confidence, they earn the respect of those who listen, creating an atmosphere where real discussion and understanding can take place. Ultimately, true power in speech comes not from speaking louder or more frequently, but from speaking with precision and self-control. The Stoics' words, like their actions, are aligned with reason. Their speech is not a knee-jerk reaction to external events, but a conscious expression of their inner clarity. In every conversation, they aim not to prove themselves, but to contribute something meaningful. Their silence, when chosen, is not hesitation, but wisdom, and their words, when spoken, leave an impact far greater than mere noise ever could. When you feel emotionally charged, take deep breaths before responding. Train yourself to recognize when emotions are driving your speech. If you are unsure whether your words will be productive, remain silent. To speak better and wiser is not just about learning techniques, it is about embodying the Stoic virtues of wisdom, discipline, and integrity. Your speech should be a reflection of your inner stability. The best speakers are not necessarily the loudest, the most eloquent, or the most dramatic. They are the ones whose words align with their principles. If you wish to speak with wisdom, you must first cultivate wisdom within. Clarity in thought leads to clarity in expression. The Stoics believed that true mastery of speech begins with mastering oneself. Let your words be a force for good, a tool for truth, and a reflection of the best version of yourself. Chapter 6: The Power of Precision in Speech. Great speakers are not those who use the most words, but those who use the right words. Precision in speech is a hallmark of wisdom. The Stoics understood that clarity is more powerful than complexity, and that words should serve as a direct bridge between thought and understanding. A cluttered mind produces cluttered speech, while a disciplined mind crafts words with accuracy and intention. Precision is not just about using fewer words, but using words that are sharp, intentional, and irrefutable. It is about ensuring that every word carries meaning and does not merely exist to fill silence. A Stoic does not speak to impress, but to express. They cut through unnecessary details, avoiding vague language and ambiguity. They choose words that are clear, deliberate, and impactful. When speech is direct, there is little room for misinterpretation. A well-placed word can open doors, resolve conflicts, and inspire action. A poorly chosen one can do the opposite. Clarity breeds authority, and those who master concise, deliberate speech naturally command attention and respect. In a world saturated with noise, the ability to articulate oneself with precision is a rare and valuable skill. People often mistake verbosity for intelligence, but true wisdom lies in the ability to distill complex thoughts into simple, digestible statements. A Stoic speaker does not ramble. They structure their words with purpose, ensuring that every statement serves a function. They are not concerned with sounding impressive, but with conveying truth in its purest form. They understand that over-explaining often weakens an argument, while carefully chosen words make ideas more compelling and memorable. Precision in speech also means eliminating distractions. Unnecessary filler words, vague statements, and convoluted explanations dilute the impact of what is being said. A disciplined speaker trims excess words, just as a sculptor chisels away at a block of marble to reveal its true form. The goal is to communicate the essence of an idea without unnecessary embellishments. The fewer the words, the greater the impact, when chosen wisely. This disciplined approach forces one to think before speaking, ensuring that every utterance holds meaning and contributes to the conversation in a meaningful way. a master of precise speech, also understands the importance of pacing and rhythm in communication. They use pauses effectively, allowing words to settle and leaving space for reflection. The right pause at the right time can give a sentence added gravity, making it more impactful than a hurried explanation. Speaking with precision is not just about the words themselves, but about the delivery, the cadence, the emphasis, the control. It is the difference between an ordinary statement and one that resonates deeply. The way one delivers their message can dictate how it is received, whether it inspires, provokes thought, or falls into obscurity. Effective speech also requires an awareness of emotional weight. A speaker who masters rhythm and timing knows when to slow down, when to emphasize a key phrase, and when to allow silence to do the talking. The best speakers are not those who rush to fill every moment with words, but those who understand that a pause can create anticipation, add depth, and demand attention. A well-placed moment of silence makes listeners lean in, heightening the significance of what is to come next. Just as music is defined by the spaces between notes, speech is given life by its pauses. Mastering precision in speech requires practice. It demands an awareness of language, an ability to self-edit, and a commitment to clarity. The Stoics believed that words should be weighed, not counted. A sentence filled with fluff is easily forgotten, but a concise, striking phrase has the power to linger in the mind long after it is spoken. Those who speak with precision leave no room for confusion, misinterpretation, or wasted breath. Their words are intentional, sculpted to carry their full weight without excess. They speak only what needs to be said, and nothing more. They do not fear silence, for they understand that sometimes the absence of words is more powerful than their presence. They know that silence, too, is a tool in the arsenal of an effective speaker. A well-timed pause can disarm an opponent, de-escalate a conflict, or lend credibility to an argument. It can also allow space for reflection, granting others the opportunity to absorb what has been said, rather than being overwhelmed by excessive speech. Through discipline and refinement, they craft speech that is not just heard, but felt, understood, and remembered. They leave behind the noise of meaningless chatter and embrace a mode of speech that is impactful, deliberate, and wise. Their words do not simply pass through the air. They embed themselves in the minds of those who listen, shaping thoughts and influencing actions long after the conversation has ended. By mastering both precision and delivery, they ensure that every word spoken serves a purpose, making their speech a tool not of mere communication, but of lasting influence. Before speaking, ask yourself, can I say this in fewer words while retaining clarity and impact? Can I refine my message so that every word serves a purpose, eliminating redundancy while strengthening meaning? By challenging yourself to distill your thoughts, you develop the habit of speaking with precision, ensuring that your words command attention and respect rather than being lost in unnecessary elaboration. Use strong, specific language rather than vague, weak phrases. Choose words that paint a vivid picture, ensuring that your message is unmistakable. A precise phrase can inspire confidence, while ambiguity creates confusion. Words should not just communicate, they should clarify, resonate, and leave an impact. Whenever possible, replace generic words with more concrete, descriptive alternatives to make your speech compelling and authoritative. Eliminate filler words and unnecessary explanations. Every word should serve a clear purpose, reinforcing your message without distracting from it. Be mindful of verbal clutter. Words like just, actually, and basically often add no real value. Likewise, avoid long-winded explanations when a concise statement would suffice. The key to impactful speech is in refining your message so that each word strengthens the overall communication rather than diluting it. By stripping away excess, your speech becomes sharper, more authoritative, and more memorable. Chapter 7. The Art of Asking the Right Questions. Wise speech is not just about what you say, but also about what you ask. The Stoics knew that the right questions lead to the right answers. They were masters of inquiry, using questions to challenge assumptions, refine understanding, and guide conversations toward truth. A well-placed question can shift perspectives, uncover hidden insights, and lead to deeper wisdom. They understood that questioning is not merely a tool for gaining information, but a means to cultivate wisdom, uncover biases, and encourage critical thinking in both themselves and others. Asking the right questions also fosters humility. Instead of assuming knowledge, it acknowledges that there is always more to learn. It shifts the focus from asserting one's own views to understanding different perspectives. A wise person does not fear asking questions because they understand that inquiry is the foundation of growth. A well-crafted question can dissolve ignorance, promote introspection, and even strengthen relationships by demonstrating genuine curiosity and respect for others' viewpoints. The ability to ask insightful questions requires deep listening. Instead of framing questions with preconceived notions or leading biases, the Stoic approach is to ask with openness, seeking understanding rather than validation. A question asked with sincerity can be far more powerful than a well-articulated statement. It invites others to reflect, reconsider, and refine their thoughts, fostering dialogue instead of confrontation. Great thinkers throughout history have used the art of questioning to shape philosophy, science, and leadership. Socrates, for instance, engaged in dialectical questioning to reveal contradictions and deepen knowledge. His method of inquiry was not designed to humiliate, but to illuminate, to push people toward greater self-awareness and intellectual humility. The ability to ask the right questions forces people to think critically, reassess their beliefs, and refine their perspectives, fostering a deeper level of understanding. In daily life, using questions to gain clarity, challenge assumptions, and inspire deeper thought can turn superficial interactions into meaningful conversations. A well-placed question can shift the direction of a discussion, helping others see beyond their immediate perspective. It can encourage introspection, allowing individuals to recognize gaps in their reasoning and push toward greater intellectual and emotional growth. Questions are not just about seeking answers. They are about stimulating thought and broadening the scope of understanding. Moreover, questions can diffuse tension in difficult conversations. Instead of responding with defensiveness or aggression, a wise person asks, "What leads you to believe that?" or "Can you help me understand your perspective?" This approach removes hostility from discourse and fosters collaboration rather than conflict. The ability to frame questions in a way that encourages dialogue rather than division is a hallmark of wisdom and emotional intelligence. Thoughtful questioning can turn an argument into a discussion, a debate into a learning experience, and ignorance into wisdom. It is a tool that empowers both the speaker and the listener. When we embrace questioning as a way to explore rather than simply to challenge, we create an environment where growth flourishes. Instead of clinging to preconceived notions, we become open to learning, to understanding new viewpoints, and to refining our beliefs. The ability to ask the right questions is not just a skill, but a mindset, one that embraces curiosity, welcomes alternative viewpoints, and understands that the pursuit of wisdom is never-ending. By continuously questioning not only others but also ourselves, we sharpen our intellect, deepen our understanding, and approach conversations with a genuine desire to uncover truth rather than simply to assert our own opinions. Ask open-ended questions that encourage deeper thinking. Instead of asking questions that elicit simple yes or no responses, frame your inquiries in a way that stimulates thought and invites reflection. Thoughtful questions encourage meaningful discussions and provide insights that might otherwise remain hidden. They allow people to explore their own reasoning, uncover contradictions, and arrive at new understandings. When you engage with someone through deep questions, you are not only guiding the conversation, but also fostering an environment where wisdom can emerge organically. Mastering the art of questioning enables you to navigate complex discussions with clarity, allowing others to engage in a dialogue that is constructive rather than confrontational. Challenge assumptions by asking, "Why do you believe that?" Then follow up with, "What led you to that conclusion?" Or, "Have you considered alternative perspectives?" These questions not only encourage deeper thinking, but also foster meaningful dialogue. They create an opportunity for introspection, allowing the other person to reflect on their reasoning rather than simply defending their stance. By using this method, conversations become more about discovery and less about debate, guiding discussions toward wisdom rather than conflict. Listen fully to the response before forming your next question. Avoid the temptation to interrupt or mentally prepare your reply while the other person is still speaking. Instead, focus entirely on their words, their tone, and the underlying emotions they convey. By doing so, you demonstrate genuine engagement and allow yourself to craft a response that is thoughtful and aligned with the true essence of the conversation. This level of attentive listening fosters deeper understanding and ensures that your next question is not only relevant, but also meaningful. Chapter 8: The Power of Pausing Before You Speak. In today's fast-paced world, there is a tendency to speak quickly, often without thinking. However, a Stoic knows the power of pausing before responding. A moment of reflection allows you to choose your words wisely, ensuring that they serve a purpose rather than just filling space. The ability to pause before speaking is a sign of discipline, showing that one values precision over impulsivity. By taking this moment of consideration, a Stoic avoids unnecessary mistakes, ensuring that their words contribute to clarity rather than confusion. Pausing before speaking also gives you time to process emotions. Reacting impulsively often leads to regret, while a brief pause can mean the difference between an argument and a resolution. Taking even a few seconds to gather your thoughts allows you to speak from a place of composure rather than emotion. A Stoic understands that not every thought deserves immediate expression. Instead, they allow themselves a buffer to ensure that their speech aligns with their principles. By exercising patience, they demonstrate a mastery over their impulses, creating space for reasoned responses rather than emotional outbursts. Additionally, pausing gives weight to your words. Inserting strategic pauses into speech makes words more impactful, drawing attention to key points and enhancing persuasion. It creates a natural rhythm that allows listeners to absorb what has been said, rather than being overwhelmed by a flood of information. Silence, when used intentionally, creates anticipation, making the listener more engaged and receptive. The greatest orators throughout history have understood this principle, using well-placed pauses to make their messages unforgettable. A well-timed pause can create tension, emphasize key ideas, and give listeners time to process the message more deeply. Pausing also allows for greater self-awareness in speech. By taking a moment before speaking, you can assess whether your words serve a constructive purpose or merely fulfill the need to respond. This brief delay ensures that you do not waste words or speak reactively in a way that could lead to misunderstandings or conflict. It provides an opportunity to evaluate your emotions, refine your thoughts, and articulate your ideas with precision. Furthermore, the ability to pause effectively can transform your presence in any conversation. When you refrain from speaking unnecessarily, people learn to value what you do say. It establishes you as someone who chooses words carefully, lending credibility and authority to your speech. Those who listen before they speak cultivate an aura of wisdom and self-control, making their words more impactful when they do decide to share them. Practicing the art of the pause is essential for those who wish to communicate with wisdom. Before responding, take a breath, reflect on the necessity of your words, and ensure that your response is aligned with reason rather than reaction. By mastering this simple but profound skill, you transform speech from something reflexive into something intentional, reinforcing the Stoic ideal of measured and meaningful communication. When used properly, the pause is not an absence of speech. It is a powerful tool that enhances clarity, elevates thought, and ensures that every word spoken carries its full weight. Before responding in conversation, take a deep breath to collect your thoughts, allowing yourself a brief moment to process not only what was said, but also the emotions and intentions behind it. This simple act creates space for clarity, helping you to choose your words wisely rather than reacting impulsively. A deep breath serves as a mental reset, enabling you to focus on responding with purpose rather than out of habit. It grounds you in the present moment, preventing distractions from clouding your judgment and ensuring that your words carry meaning and intention. By incorporating this practice consistently, you develop a habit of thoughtful speech that aligns with wisdom and self-control. If emotions are high, count to three before speaking. If the tension remains, extend the pause, allowing yourself to process the situation fully. In moments of heightened emotion, silence can be your greatest ally, giving you the space to detach from reactionary impulses and ensuring that your response is composed, measured, and aligned with wisdom. If necessary, step away momentarily before responding, as even a brief pause can prevent words spoken in frustration or haste from causing unintended harm. Use intentional pauses when making key points to emphasize their importance. A well-placed pause allows your audience to fully absorb your message, lending gravity and resonance to your words. Silence can be a powerful tool, drawing attention to what comes next and ensuring that your ideas leave a lasting impact. Additionally, deliberate pauses can help regulate the pacing of your speech, preventing it from feeling rushed and allowing both you and your listener to remain engaged in the moment. By mastering the art of pausing, you transform speech into a more deliberate, thought-provoking, and compelling experience. Chapter 9. Speaking with authority without arrogance. Confidence in speech is essential, but arrogance is a flaw. The Stoics valued humility alongside certainty, understanding that true authority comes not from dominance, but from earned respect. To speak wisely is to strike the delicate balance between being assertive and being open-minded, ensuring that one's words hold weight without becoming overbearing. A wise speaker recognizes that true confidence is quiet, deliberate, and rooted in self-assurance rather than the need for external validation. A person who speaks with authority does not need to raise their voice or dominate a conversation. Their words carry weight because they are rooted in knowledge, experience, and authenticity. When you speak from a place of wisdom rather than ego, people naturally listen. Authority in speech is not a matter of volume, but of substance. Those who speak with true confidence do so not to prove their worth, but to share understanding. They understand that credibility is built through consistency, reasoned discourse, and the ability to articulate ideas clearly and persuasively. The true power of speech lies not in commanding attention through force, but in earning respect through wisdom and clarity. True authority in speech comes from a deep alignment between thought, intention, and delivery. A person who has mastered their words does not feel the need to rely on aggressive tactics or intimidation. Instead, they cultivate a presence that naturally draws people in, making listeners lean forward in anticipation rather than recoil from an onslaught of words. They do not speak to overpower, but to empower. Their authority is woven into the fabric of their speech, not imposed upon their audience, but recognized through the strength of their reasoning and the sincerity of their delivery. Humility in speech fosters deeper connections and more meaningful dialogue. A speaker who acknowledges that they do not have all the answers gains more respect than one who pretends to know everything. Authority is strengthened when one is willing to listen, engage, and even admit when they are wrong. This balance of confidence and humility allows a person to influence others not through forceful speech, but through the undeniable strength of well-reasoned thought and carefully chosen words. By demonstrating a willingness to learn, they cultivate an environment where wisdom can be shared rather than imposed. Moreover, true authority does not demand compliance, but invites agreement through reason and insight. A wise speaker creates space for discourse rather than dictation. They understand that listening is just as important as speaking, and that real influence comes not from forcing ideas onto others, but from guiding them toward understanding. Those who speak with authority do not fear dissent. They welcome it as an opportunity to refine their ideas and engage in higher level discussions that lead to genuine insight. Mastering the art of speaking with authority requires not only knowledge, but the ability to deliver that knowledge with poise and composure. A confident speaker understands the importance of timing, tone, and the ability to engage an audience without overpowering them. They recognize that true authority is demonstrated not by how much one speaks, but by how effectively one communicates, ensuring that every word leaves a lasting impact. Every great orator, from philosophers to modern leaders, understands that words alone are not enough. It is the mastery of delivery, the depth of thought behind them, and the ability to adapt to one's audience that defines true influence. To develop authority in speech, one must cultivate a deep sense of inner clarity. This means thinking before speaking, ensuring that words align with personal values, and practicing self-restraint in moments of high emotion. The ability to speak with authority is not a skill that can be forced. It is one that emerges naturally when a speaker has taken the time to refine both their thoughts and their character. Only then do their words carry the weight of true wisdom, leaving a lasting impression not through sheer force, but through undeniable truth and insight. Speak with confidence, but avoid making absolute claims. Use evidence and reason to support your points, rather than relying on volume or force. Acknowledge opposing viewpoints with respect, rather than dismissing them. Chapter 10: The Power of Silence as a Tool for Influence. One of the greatest secrets of speaking wiser and smarter is knowing when to say nothing at all. Silence, when used intentionally, is a powerful tool for influence. It can disarm an opponent, create anticipation, and allow others the space to process what has been said. The Stoics often used silence to their advantage, recognizing that withholding words can sometimes speak louder than using them. In debates, they would let their opponents speak first, using the gaps in conversation to assess the other person's emotional state, weak points, and level of understanding before responding. By resisting the urge to fill every moment with speech, they cultivated an air of wisdom and composure that made their words even more impactful when finally spoken. Silence also demonstrates self-control. In a world where many feel the need to fill every gap with words, the ability to hold back speaks volumes. A well-timed silence can command attention, demand respect, and allow the weight of previous words to fully land. It prevents misunderstandings by ensuring that each word spoken is intentional and necessary, rather than impulsive or reactive. Moreover, silence has the power to unsettle those who rely on constant dialogue, making them more receptive to what follows. A speaker who can remain silent when others expect a response wields a subtle yet undeniable form of authority, leading conversations rather than being led by them. Beyond its power in conversation, silence is also an instrument of self-reflection. The Stoics valued moments of quiet contemplation, using them to evaluate their thoughts, emotions, and reactions before deciding whether to speak at all. They understood that silence allows for deeper understanding, preventing hasty words driven by fleeting emotions. It is in silence that wisdom is refined, where one can detach from immediate reactions and ensure that when speech does occur, it aligns with truth and virtue. Silence, then, is not an absence of communication, but a form of higher discipline, one that, when mastered, elevates one's speech to a level of true influence and impact. Instead of rushing to fill pauses in conversation, allow them to linger. Use silence as a tool for reflection, especially in high-pressure situations. Observe how others react to your silence. Often, it prompts them to speak more thoughtfully. To speak wiser and smarter is not about speaking more, but about speaking better. It is about refining words until they carry clarity, purpose, and weight. The Stoics understood that words are tools, and like any tool, they must be sharpened and used with care. Mastery of speech requires discipline, patience, and intention. It means eliminating unnecessary words, embracing silence, asking meaningful questions, and speaking with both confidence and humility. The ability to communicate effectively is one of the greatest skills one can develop, impacting relationships, leadership, and personal growth. If you wish to be remembered for your words, let them be rare but rich. Let them be intentional, precise, and filled with wisdom. The path to mastering speech is not found in speaking more, but in learning when to speak, how to speak, and, most importantly, when to remain silent. This is the Stoic way of speaking wiser and smarter.